Joining us today is Ian Morrison from the Rental Man Real Estate here in Caboolture. And Ian brings a wealth of experience and refreshingly straight-talking approach to all things property. Whether it's the impact of government policy on investment or the ins and outs of how homes are listed and sold, Ian cuts through the noise to give buyers and sellers the clarity they deserve. Welcome back, Ian.
Thank you, Shane. Good morning, listeners.
So I guess the question on everyone's lips at the moment is, what do you think of the budget, the federal budget, and its impact on investment properties, Ian?
Good question, Shane. And whilst I prefer to be apolitical, I see these new taxation measures as just another example of a government scrambling to recover from their own failed housing policies. Just as we saw in Queensland with the previous mob setting new tenancy laws to try and control private investors due to their failures in public housing supply, so now the federal government is trying to do the same. Some decades ago, they abandoned public housing programs, relying on and providing incentives for the private market to take up the slack. Now they seek to claw back any benefits we might have realised and have taken a political decision to ingratiate themselves with a younger voting base. On that note, though, these changes will actually push investors to the new home market to access the negative gearing attached. The very same market that most first home buyers go to due to the borrowing capacities available, as opposed to the established homes where a larger deposit is required, Shane. So not much of a result for the youngsters there, really.
Well, maybe just as well, Ian. We shall await the outcome, but in the meantime, you've had some feedback since our last chat with Deb about the confusion with home buyers on fixed price housing listings, thinking it's still an offers over type situation.
Shane, I have, but first we need to go back to the basics for the benefits of our listeners. There are three types of ways for listing a property for sale. The good old open listing, in which the owner can appoint more than one agent to sell the property. Then there is a sole agency listing, so only one agent is appointed. And then there is the exclusive listing, in which one agent is appointed. The only difference being is that if the owner finds their own buyer or someone the agent introduced to the property buys it, the seller still must pay commission to that agent even after expiry of the appointment.
So I'm thinking of a sole or executive listing is preferred by agents?
Correct. And in trying to achieve that, there have been a raft of marketing strategies they now employ to get the seller to list with them on the expectation that only in this way will they get the best price from the buyers. For a while there, it was the offers over a certain price listing. And of late, that has been extended to price on application. In both cases, the prospective buyers do not know the actual price the seller wants, and so the game begins. In the good old days, this would have been called a Dutch auction, because in effect, you have a variety of people putting their hand up, but unlike an auction, they don't know where it is going, hence the confusion. Be gosh and be gora, imagine if a property was listed at a fixed price and sold within a week. Chaos would ensue, and our dear old agents would not have all that exposure on the seller's dime, as it is them that pays for the advertising. And bear in mind, despite the marketing hype that apparently these programs will get the best price for the seller, they rarely achieve higher than market value due to the simple fact that most buyers are just as, if not more, educated as to market values as we are these days, Shane. So while some may think these programs are a smart way to go, I believe the smarter and better result should be a clear and rapid sale for the seller and a good experience for the buyers as well, without the confusion and uncertainty that is currently happening all too often. Hey, the fun part though, buyers often tell me at inspections that it is refreshing to have a fixed price with no secrets as to what the seller wants. But that's the way we always did it in the good old days, Shane.
Well, Ian, it's always been fascinating and an eye-opening chat as always. When you come into the studio, you helped make sense of some big topics today. And from the federal budget's impact on investment properties and the unintended consequences for first-time buyers to demystifying the often confusing world of listings and strategies, why a straightforward fixed-price approach might be just the best result for everyone. Thank you for your time, Ian Morrison, as always.
My pleasure, Shane. Good to see you.
You're from the Rental Man here in Caboolture, and you can catch more of Ian's straight-talking insights into the world of real estate on podcast at 1015fm.com.au.